You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Across the nation and around the world, this is the big night that you've all been waiting for. And it's been quite a trick getting our special guest up here tonight. Tim's been driving literally all day long. And we cut it so close that Dr. Wallach just walked in to the studio just about 2 minutes ago. And so he's been driving for about 4 hours. I'm sure that he's tired of sitting. He's probably thirsty, and he's probably hungry, and he is probably a little bit tired. So please take that into consideration. I know he's going to give you his very best. He's very excited about this broadcast, as are we all. We're not going to have any breaks or any music unless Dr. Wallach needs to take a little break and get a sip of coffee or water or whatever it is that might refresh him during the next 2 hours. And if that needs to happen, then we'll cut in some music and let him do whatever he wants to do. And so we want to spend as much time as possible with all of you on the telephone. So I'm going to introduce Dr. Joel Wallach, to you right now and let him give you about a 5 minute whatever he wants to give you, and then we're going to open the phones. So everybody write down the phone number right now. It's 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And we'll repeat that at various times during the broadcast. And now, the man you've all been waiting to hear from, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a real pleasure to be up here in this crow's nest. This is quite a place up here in the mountains. And I really appreciate the hospitality and allowing me to speak with you and to share information with your audience. Probably the thing that I'd like to talk about a little bit is self-help during the Y2K potential problem. I hope nothing bad happens, but if you're going to be successful in life, whether it's for health or business or industry or education, you have to take the bull by the horns and be prepared for whatever might happen, and certainly you have to do that for health. I get people asking me all the time, well, I'm a diabetic, and how am I going to get my insulin? If the computers go down and pharmacies don't have insulin available, I've got high blood pressure. What am I going to do if my high blood pressure medication is not available? I have terrible pain from arthritis. What am I going to do if I can't get my pain relievers? And I certainly can't afford to buy a six-month supply or a year's supply of these pharmaceuticals. What do I do? Well, the main thing is to get educated. Americans are very smart. And if you give Americans just a little bit of information, they always can make the right decisions. And what I do is go around the country and lecture, and I've been doing this for the past 12 years. I'm up at the point now where I lecture about 300 nights a year, and it's a lot of fun because I get to talk to people in just about every state in the union. I can't think of a state that I haven't been in. And people are pretty universal in the United States. It doesn't matter what kind of accent they have or what state they're from. Everybody wants themselves and their families to be healthy. Everybody wants to be self-sufficient. And the Y2K is actually good. This potential problem is putting the onus on everybody to be self-sufficient, and I think that's getting Americans back to where they want to be. And to pull this off from the standpoint of health, I've updated my book, Let's Play Doctor. It's in a handbook size. And I brought you a copy. I don't know if we were supposed to send one to you in the mail. If you didn't get it, we've got one for you, hand-delivered.
Wonderful.
And this covers 412 diseases, things you can do for yourself with herbs and vitamins and minerals, and teaches you acupuncture and how to do surgery, minor surgery if you have any kind of injury. Teach you how to use butterfly bandages and series strips to close lacerations. There's a lot of things you can do. In fact, 95% of what people would normally go to a doctor for, they can take care of themselves if they just have a little bit of information. And this book, Let's Play Doctor, seems to fit that slot, and it's just a second edition, just perfect timing for Y2K. And again, appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience, Bill.
Well, wonderful. You ready to take some calls?
Oh, absolutely.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
Just stay this evening. I'm in Minneapolis, a little colder than where you're at there. I've been listening to Mr. Cooper's program and heard you a couple times on tape mention your blepharospasm.
Yes.
And I have this disorder. I sent you an email, didn't get a response from you, also made some other inquiries, and was wondering why you think that your product can cure my blepharospasm.
Okay, well, the basic root cause of blepharospasm, actually, I guess there's two basic causes. The most simple of the two causes is just a simple, straightforward calcium deficiency, and this causes a contraction of muscles, like a muscle cramp, and one of the more sensitive muscles in your body is the real tiny little thin muscles in your eyelids. And when you get a Charlie horse in your eyelid, you get this blepharospasm, is what it's called. And doctors would like to do surgery and cut that muscle. Doctors also inject botulinum toxin, which is one of the most powerful toxins on earth, to poison that muscle. And sometimes just simply supplementing with the proper amount and the proper types of calcium will eliminate this simple type of blepharospasm. A more complicated type of blepharospasm is where a person has osteoporosis. And this is not related to age. You can have this problem of osteoporosis when you're 12 years old. What happens is when your bones are weak in the absence of minerals, they generate connective tissue. And this connective tissue not only makes the bones larger in the outside measurement, but the connective tissue also fills the canals that nerves and blood vessels go through. In the case of blepharospasm, branches of the facial nerve get squeezed. And it's kind of like a early form of Bell's palsy, if you will.
Right.
And if you take the pig arthritis formula, which has now become legendary, you take the pig arthritis formula, it takes about 4 to 6 months to re-architecture those bones. And if you stay away from food items that interfere with the retention of calcium in your bones, such as caffeine from soft drinks or coffee or hot tea, you want to drink decaffeinated drinks, no carbonated drinks.
I don't do any of that.
Okay, good. That makes it easy then. No sugar, natural or processed, no fried foods, no margarines. And if you take that pig arthritis formula twice a day, if you weigh more than 150 pounds, the symptoms can go away fairly quickly, and you can actually see a improvement in the bone status within 4 to 6 months on an MRI or an X-ray.
Okay. How much have you read on blepharospasm? How much do you know about it?
Well, I know everything about it. I don't want to be egotistical. There's only so much there is to know about blepharospasm. It's exactly like a fractured leg. Once you know what a fractured leg is, you know how all the alternatives to fix it and the type of trauma that causes it, or maybe nutritional deficiencies that result in fractures. You know everything there is to know about fractures in the same way with blepharospasm.
And okay, why can the Western Medical Society fix a fractured leg and they can't fix a blepharospasm?
Because they don't understand the basic cause. Doctors don't get 30 seconds worth of clinical nutrition and 14 years of medical school, and the only thing that they're taught is how to use drugs to either stop a reaction in the body or to dull the pain.
Okay, though, they're claiming that it's a super stimulus of nerves, and of course what the botulism / Botox is doing is it's muting the nerve endings and et cetera. So now,
well, let me give you a kind description of their thinking. Have you ever heard of the term caca?
Yes.
Okay, they're just totally ignorant of the process. And if you look at diseases like tinnitus or ringing in the ears, Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, spinal stenosis, peripheral neuropathies, are all related to the same problem. And yet they do surgery. They will give you prednisone and cortisone. They cut nerves. And this is because they're ignorant of clinical nutrition. And my job, and I just really appreciate Bill's effort to allow me to share this with you this evening, is to give people the truth through education. And then you have a choice. You have the ability to make an educated decision on what you want to do.
Right.
Now you have your choice. You can either get your injections of botulinum toxin, you can get the surgery, or you can use Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula twice a day.
Yeah, well, I don't do the Botox. I don't do the surgery. I've been on a mission, a natural mission, for 4 years trying to cure this, you know, from the root cause. And, of course, they claim there's no cure.
Well, trust me. There is. Well, I can't use the word cure, but in Missouri we say you can get 100% better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take your challenge.
Okay.
I already ordered your product.
Okay, great.
And I'll try it for 90 days, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great one.
Thanks for calling. You know, a lot of people ask this question. How is it that the pig arthritis formula cures this thing, but the doctors don't know how to do it. And it's like people who ask me, why is it that we can read the Constitution and understand that it's being subverted and lawyers don't know that? It's because the Constitution is not on the required reading list in any law school in the nation. They study statute law, which is an entirely different thing. And it's practiced in private courts when you get into the study of those things.
Absolutely. Medicine and law are very similar in that the people who dispense law and dispense medicine really don't know what they're doing.
That's correct. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm Jean Shockey from Ohio.
Hi, Jean.
And the problem I'm having, I have chronic asthma, which I've had for 30 years.
Okay.
And in 96, I came down with a real bad cold, and it was in the lower part of my lung, and I just couldn't hardly get over it. But once I did, I had type 2 blood sugar. And
adult onset type 2 diabetes, okay.
Pardon?
Adult onset type 2 diabetes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And where I'm not on any kind of a medication.
Can you control it with diet, or...?
I try to.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in the morning it runs around 97, something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad. Okay, well, let me share something with you here.
Well, there was one more thing I wanted to say that happened during this time.
Okay.
I got shaking in the legs. You don't see it.
But you
it's
feel it.
Something that keeps moving, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. in the morning it's all over my body, so mm-hmm. it wakes me up, but then it usually just stays in the legs.
Sure.
And I've been on lorazepam, mm-hmm. 1 milligram, half, twice a day.
And does that help
kind
you?
Kind of calm down mm-hmm. because it bothers you.
Sure. Okay, but it doesn't fix the problem, it just calms you down,
just,
so you're not
yes,
sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And everybody says I have anxiety, but I don't think that's what it is.
Well, this is your lucky day. Okay? This is your lucky day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is your lucky day.
It's been trying a long time for it.
Well, see, you need to listen to Bill a lot because you're going to get a lot of truth on this program. I just am blessed to be able to be part of it tonight.
Okay.
Basically, when everything you're describing are nutritional deficiencies. When you have asthma, it's a deficiency of three nutrients, magnesium and manganese and the essential fatty acids. Are required to keep the bronchi, the main branches of the air tube off the trachea or the windpipe, and to keep them open. And without the proper amount of magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids, they close up, and you get asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Because mm-hmm, I can't breathe without medication.
I can hear you. I can hear that. Yep. And then when you have type 2 adult onset type 2 diabetes, this is a deficiency of chromium and vanadium. And when you have this wibbling, I call it wibbling of the legs, kind of like a wheel that's out of balance, you get this.
It's what it feels like is their nerve ends are raw or something, mm-hmm. and it just keeps moving.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can call that restless leg syndrome. I call it wibbling, like a loose wheel. That's kind of sometimes you get a little panic attacks that go along with that or anxiety.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Because
that's what your doctor's treating you for.
So mad is because I've gone to all these doctors mm-hmm. and they haven't been able to even tell me what's wrong.
Okay, well now, dear, the last thing you need to do is to give up sugar. What you want to do is get on Dr. Wallach's Duck Diabetes Formula, and I know Bill's going to give you a number so you can get a hold of these things. You want to get on the Duck Diabetes Formula. It's got the chromium and vanadium for the adult onset type 2 diabetes. It's got the plant derived colloidal chromium and vanadium, and the chelated chromium and vanadium.
Uh-huh.
It also has the magnesium, manganese in the plant-derived colloidal in the chelated form, and also the essential fatty acids so that you can get rid of that tightness in your chest and the asthma attack type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And stay away from sugar, natural and processed. No apple juice, no grape juice, no honey, no molasses.
Oh.
I bet that's your favorite, isn't it?
Naturally.
Well, that's what makes your legs wibble in the morning. When you wake up, and
you mean the sugar?
Yeah, you need to stay away from sugar, natural and processed, no apple juice, no grape juice, no honey, no molasses, no corn syrup, and you need to read labels because there's corn syrup and fructose and everything, hot dogs, breakfast sausage, sugar-cured ham, sugar-cured bacon. I'd rather eat a pork chop for breakfast than bacon because there's no additives in the pork chop.
Anymore.
Okay, well, that's hey, if you don't do that, that's fine too. But the main thing is don't eat anything with sugar. That means sucrose, fructose, corn syrup, dry corn syrup, solids. Even sugarless gum has four types of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then call Bill back in a couple of months and let him know how you're doing. You're going to do fine.
Now, where would I get this formula?
Okay, just keep listening. We're going to give out the phone numbers, and you call that number, and we'll send you an information packing, and you'll be able to either order what you want or just throw it in a trash can or do whatever you want to. You know how we are on this broadcast. We want you to be free,
yeah.
But we want you to have the choice. So when I give out the numbers, you write them down and call.
Okay? All right, and I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we're going to take another call, and then we'll give out all the numbers. And I'm going to tell you in advance, right after this next call, we're going to give out the numbers, so have your pen and paper ready. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm Cliff from Montana.
Hi, Cliff. What part of Montana?
Oh, Bozeman.
Oh, okay. I get up to Bozeman and Whitefish and that west end of Montana all the time.
Oh, good. Yeah, all right. If you're ever around, you're advertised, I'll stop in.
Okay. Love to see you.
Okay, I occasionally get Centella, and I was wondering if that's a predecessor to something really serious.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You get?
Centella. It's that funny little squiggly lights in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is this at night when you're driving or during the day?
No, I get it during the day usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and does this go along with any kind of headache, like a cluster headache? Or?
No, I understand it's related to a migraine headache,
yeah.
Although I don't have the headache associated with it.
Okay. Well, almost always when you get these kind of flashing lights that are associated with, or maybe not, as in your case, associated with either cluster headache or migraine headache, almost always these are due to a food allergy. And what you want to do is get yourself a little spiral notebook that you can put in your shirt pocket, and get you a pen, and write down everything that you eat for every meal, breakfast, a mid-morning snack, lunch, mid-afternoon snack, dinner, evening snack. Write down the details of every snack and meal, the time at which you consume them. Write down the time of day at which this flashing light appeared. And for those that get the headaches, they need to record those. And then after you get 8 or 10 or 12 of these incidents, you go back with a yellow highlighter, mark them, and then look at the snack or the meal right before that incident, and you're going to find a common thread. You're going to find it's either caffeine or sugar or corn syrup or popcorn or green beans or whatever it might be, and you eliminate that food from your lifestyle and your eating habits, and you'll never have that problem again.
Okay.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, okay, good. Sounds good.
Okay, have a great one.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, folks, write down these numbers, 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you're outside the continental limits of the United States, call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, simply call 3555. That's 3555. The phones are still open. 520-333-4578 is the number. Call those numbers that I just gave you right now, and we'll rush your information pack right out to you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Paul from Ohio.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I was wondering if these mineral supplements, if they do anything for depression or any other types of mental...
Oh, absolutely. And this time of year... there's a lot of depression and manic depression and bipolar disease and ADD and ADHD and Tourette syndrome because this is a time of year in which there's so much sugar in our diets. Starting about Halloween, going through Thanksgiving, and of course the Christmas holidays and then the New Year's, there's more sugar consumed per minute, per person, per pound of person, if you will, than any other time of year. At the turn of the 19th century into the 20th century, Americans were eating a half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today, at the turn of the 20th century into the 21st century, we're looking at 150 pounds of sugar per person per year. And depression is related to two things. Number one, a sensitivity to sugar, much like some people are sensitive to alcohol. Many people are sensitive to sugar. And it goes along with a deficiency of three trace minerals. Lithium, which is a trace mineral, is not a drug. It's actually a trace mineral. And then chromium and vanadium, all of which help balance the blood sugar and your emotional response to it. And so what we like to do is recommend for people who have depression or manic depression or bipolar disease or ADD, ADHD, or Tourette syndrome is to eliminate all sugar, natural and processed, from their diet. That's all year, not just during the holiday season, but all year. I mean, staying away from soft drinks and pies and cookies and candies, even ones that are sugar-free. They have corn syrup or fructose in them, which will still give the same reaction. And then the Duck Diabetes formula, which has the lithium, chromium, and vanadium in it, just works like a charm. And I'll give you a quick example, Paul. You know, there's good alcoholics and bad alcoholics. Good alcoholics are people who take a drink and they just go to sleep. They're kind of boring and they don't hurt themselves or anybody else. Then you get alcoholics who take a drink and they start singing loud Irish songs and get obnoxious and tell jokes only they think are funny. And then you get people who take a drink and they get violent and they start punching holes in their neighbors' walls and cutting their cars in half with a chainsaw and road rage and going postal and all this kind of stuff. Some people are sensitive to sugar in the same way. They take sugar in any form and they get sleepy. They just kind of go to sleep like a good alcoholic. And then there's some people when they get sugar in their diet from whatever form, they'll be in ADD, ADHD, they get depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, and then you get some people who consume sugar and they go postal or road rage and they get violent. And one of my pet peeves are schools that sell soft drinks and candy at school and then wonder why they have to put 5 million American kids on Ritalin. It's just crazy. But it is fixable, to answer your question, yes.
Right. And also, where do they, if you can briefly describe, where do they you get these trace minerals for the supplements?
Okay, that's a very good question. What makes these plant-derived colloidal minerals unique is that they're obtained from a single source, a prehistoric plant deposit that never fossilized or petrified. These ancient plants never became rock. It takes thousands of years of being submerged in water and mud for plants to fossilize or petrify. That never happened. If you look at this material, it looks like coffee grounds, and you grind this up into a fine flour and soak it in filtered spring water from the nearby mountains, and the spring water leaches these ancient minerals from this plant material, much like making sun tea. It's the same kind of leaching process as making sun tea in your kitchen, and it's filtered and bottled, and it's actually been on the market from 1926, and we get our material from the only known commercially viable source of this material in the world. There may be other sources. Nobody's ever found them yet. There's a lot of liquid minerals on the market, and they claim to be similar to our products, but they're not. They're ground-up rocks or seabed minerals, and they're only about 8 to 12% available. And I get a lot of people say, well, I've been using colloidal minerals for a year or two and didn't work. And I said, well, which ones are you using? They tell me, and I said, well, that's why, because you're only getting 8 to 12% absorption, and you'd have to consume about 10 bottles of that a day to get the effect. And you got to use the right stuff, and that's why I like Bill, because he only likes to be associated with the best.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you for calling. You know, I've noticed, Dr. Wallach, that a lot of addictions are associated with sugar. For instance, if an alcoholic can't find a drink, he has a craving for sweets, and the same with drug addicts. Is sugar somehow connected to the addictive process in the body?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Farmers recognize this addictive process in animals, and they call it pica and cribbing. You hang around horses. Farmers and ranchers have known about cribbing horses for many, many years, and they used to think it was just a boredom-type vice, but in the last 50 years, we realized that this cribbing and pica behavior, where they chew on the fence rails and delete the feed box instead of the feed and eat the shingles off the roof and eat dirt and wire and nails, is because they're minerally deficient. The same thing happens to people when we're minerally deficient. We get cravings. And if you grew up in a real isolated place like you guys live here or like I used to live in when I grew up as a kid, there was no alcohol in the house. There was no cigarettes in the house. And the thing that I was addicted to is chewing the tar off the roof. That's all that was available. But today, kids get access to alcohol when they have these cravings, and then they get addicted to the alcohol, and they get addicted to drugs or cigarettes or sometimes chocolate or Pepsi or whatever it might be. And we can actually get, and we have actually gotten thousands of people off addictions. If they want to get off of these addictions, we get them on the duck diabetes formula, which has the extra chromium and vanadium and the lithium in it. And then every time they have a craving for drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, or sugar, we have them take an extra one-ounce dose of those virgin earth plant-derived colloidal minerals. And within a week or 10 days, they just don't have cravings for the cigarettes or alcohol or drugs anymore. And if they really want to get off of them, they will wean off of them.
Great. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll try to be real quick. I've got a couple of real quick questions for you, and then I'd like to get your recommendation on an order I want to put together, you know, like a 6-month startup package.
Okay. That's a good idea, you know, for this Y2K. Personally, I made a root cellar underneath my house. We dug a hole under the house and cemented it in. And we're putting a 6-month supply of our minerals in that little root cellar.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
Well, the first quick question is, how would you compare your Ultimate Daily vitamins to, say, something like a Centrum A to Z? I mean, I'm concerned about the uptake and absorption rate compared between the two.
Okay, well, both our Ultimate Daily and the Centrum A to Z are pills. Obviously, they're multivitamin mineral tablets. And they contain metallic and chelated minerals. They contain vitamins. The Ultimate Daily contains herbs in them and amino acids, which the Centrum A to Z does not. So the Ultimate Daily is a more diversified and more complete solid multivitamin tablet. And it was originally designed to be a companion product with the pig arthritis formula for people who have angina, for people who have arteriosclerosis. It's actually an oral chelation type product. When people can't get to their intravenous chelation for whatever reason.
Okay, I thought maybe your Ultimate Daily pills were different than the Centrums or something, because I noticed that there were a lot of chelated items, whereas in the Centrum they were saying oxides and stuff like that.
That's right. And, of course, as you point out, the oxides are just metallic, and they're only going to be 8 to 12% absorbable. And the Ultimate Daily is chelated. Minerals are 40 to 60% absorbable. That's
okay,
true.
That's kind of the idea I was trying to get.
Okay.
The other thing is on your minerals, colloidal minerals or whatever, do you have like an assay or an analysis of the percentages?
Yes, we do.
And what's in?
Yes, so we actually have an assay that's available to you when you call in your order. Your first order, you'll actually get an information package from the company that has that information in it. It will actually have an analysis of the product. We do that with every batch. We get an independent analysis, actually, from the Coors Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Coors.
Yep.
Actually, it does, yes.
Okay, so now my question is I'm 44, 210 pounds, you know, about 20 pounds overweight, reasonably active and in good health, and I want to go ahead and get, like, the shock treatment start off, and then they develop a maintenance program.
Okay.
And the products I'm interested in looking at is your plant-derived minerals. That's one of them. Or the Virgin Earth Ultimate, one of those two. And then I was going to add the Ultimate Cal, Ultimate Gluco Gel, and Ultimate Resolution. And then there's no reason to go for the Ultimate Daily if I go with the Ultimate Virgin Earth, because that's got the vitamins in it.
That's correct. And basically what you've described is the pig arthritis formula. And the only thing that's really missing, the only thing that you don't have in there to get all 90 essential nutrients, and I didn't hear you say the Ultimate EFA, or the essential fatty acids, there's 87 of the 90 essential nutrients in the pig arthritis formula. We need 60, that's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And 87 of those 90 essential nutrients are in the pig arthritis formula. The one that's missing, or actually the 3 that's missing, are the essential fatty acids. You have to use the Ultimate EFA. And they're important because they prevent abnormal blood clotting and thrombosis. And you can prevent the thrombosis-type strokes and the thrombosis-type heart attack by consuming the minimum daily requirement, which is 3% of your daily calorie intake. And for the average American, that turns out to be about 9 grams, or 9 of those 1-gram capsules per day. I take three with each meal. And when you do that, you're going to almost guarantee you're not going to get a thrombosis-type stroke or a thrombosis-type heart attack. And so that's the only thing I would add to your program. And then you've got a pretty complete situation there.
Okay, so I mean, I guess if you took the plant-derived minerals and the Ultimate Daily, that more or less equals the Virgin Earth Ultimate. So you can either take those two versus the one, or...
Well, I would go with the liquids because you're actually looking for more of the minerals. So the program that I suggest is 1 ounce of the Virgin Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, 1 ounce of the Virgin Earth Ultimate, and I like the Virgin Earth Ultimate Classic, which has 600 milligrams of calcium per ounce. And people always ask me, well, if the Virgin Earth Ultimate Classic has 112 nutrients in it, why do I need to take the colloidal minerals and the Virgin Earth Ultimate? Well, because especially a guy your size, 220 pounds, you need X amount of minerals to meet your daily minimum needs. And if you use 2 ounces of the Virgin Earth Ultimate, it's going to cost you twice as much as you really need to be spending because the plant-derived colloidal minerals are minerals only, do not have the amino acids and the chelated minerals for the major minerals and doesn't have the vitamins in it. So you're paying only for the extra minerals, and so you're going to save yourself $18 a month by doing 1 ounce of each a day instead of taking 2 ounces of the Virgin Earth Ultimate. So it's a little more inconvenient to use 2 different bottles instead of one, but it's going to save you $18 a month.
Okay, and then supplement it with the Ultimate Cal, Gluco, Gel, or Resolution, or EFE, or, I mean, is it kind of redundant on
any of them? No, they're not redundant. The Ultimate Gluco Gel, the EFA, and the Ultimate Cal, especially if you're out there doing physical work, is great. Again, it's going to prevent osteoporosis and arthritis and dental problems. And then the Resolution, the Ultimate Resolution is actually a weight loss product.
Well, I noticed on that one, I think if I tried that for a month or two just to try and bring down the weight a little bit.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It works like a charm. Take 3 or 4 of those about 15 minutes before you eat, and it has 3 great ingredients in it, the pyruvate, which is the fuel that drives the Krebs cycle. You can be watching television and lose weight with this stuff.
Oh, that's what's for me.
And it's got chromium picolinate, which is legendary. For helping you lose the fat underneath your skin so you see some definition in your muscles. And then it has the chitosan, which is a ground-up shrimp shell flour, which is a saturated fat absorber. And if you take 3 of those capsules 15 minutes before each meal, you're going to prevent the absorption of about 5 grams of saturated fat per meal.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
And then with all this, I can still keep on using. I normally take some... herbs like ginger root and
absolutely
just that. So I just knock out the normal store-bought vitamin C and vitamin E. And
yes, you won't need the extra vitamin C because you're going to get 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the pig or thrives from if you take it twice a day.
Right.
And if you take too much extra vitamin C, you will get diarrhea.
Right. Okay.
You also have to watch out for things like vitamin A and vitamin D. Things that don't pass through the body, and with the tremendous buildup of taking other products that might contain those, you could actually become toxic, or they could become toxic to your body.
Right. So just take this program and then just stick with my normal herb pack, you know, for the liver and that sort of stuff.
Oh, sure. You can use cleansers, and herbs are great plant medicines. And one of the things we found is that when you use all 90 essential nutrients as a supplement, whatever herbs you're using work better. Because herbs are plant medicines, they're not nutrition, and their efficiency goes way up when your body's able to respond to what the herbs ask them to do.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
And I noticed that the phone system was kind of slowing down, so maybe it'll freeze up on you.
Okay. I hope not.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. This is going very, very well. Are you feeling okay?
Paul, listen, I'm ready to fight commies and... I can do whatever is necessary.
All right.
I may be old, but I'm tough.
Good evening. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Bill and Dr. Wallach.
Hello.
I live here in the Round Valley, and I've been talking to Tim down at Herbs and Things, and I sent away for the packet of, it's the Virgin Earth Rainforest Plant-Derived Minerals Ultimate Liquids. And I was really interested in that pig pack because I've had open heart surgery, and I'm developing a lot of arthritis in my spine. I injured my back and in my shoulders and knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that your Bill has been taking this, and I understand from Tim that it's really helped him. Would you suggest just the Pig Pack formula by itself?
Well, actually, the Pig Pack formula was designed for wear and tear arthritis originally. It's designed for osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, heel spurs, bone spurs, calcium deposits, osteoporosis, loose teeth, anything that has to do with degenerative bone or degenerative joint disease. And it'll actually rebuild the cartilage and rebuild the bone. Doesn't matter how old you are.
I'm 71.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's a total myth that you can't rebuild bone mass after the age of 50. That's total nonsense. You can do it when you're 90 or 120. Doesn't matter. And you can make adaptions of this formula. For instance, I heard you mention the Virgin Earth Herbal Rainforest. You could replace the Virgin Earth Herbal Rainforest with the Virgin Earth Plant-Derived Colloidal Minerals. It has the same 19,000 milligrams per quart of the plant-derived colloidal minerals, but it has added to it 16 herbs, a couple of which are great for arthritis, such as licorice root, which is an anti-inflammatory and a pain reliever. It also has the ginkgo biloba, which helps with circulation to bring more nutrients to the joints. And so you're going to get some added benefit. And we call that the stud horse formula. It makes a man do more of what a man needs to do. And so you're going to be getting an enhanced pig arthritis formula. We call it the stud horse formula when you use the Virgin Earth Herbal Rainforest instead of just the plain colloidal minerals. And you don't get blue vision, and nobody's ever died from the stud horse formula.
You have to watch out, though, because one of the elderly gentlemen in the valley here began taking these products, and his wife eventually made him stop doing it.
Well, I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a Prostata? It's a tablet for shrinking the prostate.
I'm not particularly familiar with that brand, but there's a lot of great herbal combinations on the market that have ginkgo biloba, sunflower seeds, things like saw palmetto in it. And American Longevity, we have a great one called Prost. That's PROSFX, and it has all of those things in it, as well as the selenium and zinc and magnesium and the vitamin A and the vitamin E and the amino acids that are known to be necessary for prostate health. And you can add that PROSFX to your stud horse formula, and it will certainly help you shrink the prostate gland. It makes your prostate gland happy without causing any problems, no negative side effects. And it's just 85% of all American men over the age of 50 in America have an enlarged non-cancerous prostate, and it's because they are deficient in certain minerals, including zinc and selenium. And then you throw in all these herbs into that same product, and I'm assuming that the product you were talking about is a similar one.
Well, this came out of Canada,
mm-hmm.
and you had to buy a six-month supply of it. Of course, they gave you a 30-day guarantee, but I took the first month, and about a week or two before the month was up, every now and then I'd just get so daggone dizzy, you'd feel like you're going to fall down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to read the label because there's some herbs that will actually lower your blood sugar. There's some herbs that will lower your blood pressure. And so I'd have to read the label and see a list of all the herbs or whatever was in that product. I'm not familiar with it, and it may or may not have been associated with the use of that product.
Do you think that any side effects like this with your formulas?
No. Consideration I would have is if you have low blood sugar, you need to eat 4 to 6 small meals a day, have animal protein such as an egg or a hamburger patty or half a chicken breast in each of those 4 to 6 small meals a day, and stay away from sugar. And because by taking the plant-derived colloidal minerals with the chromium and vanadium in it, if you have low blood sugar, usually you have lots of insulin. And when you get that chromium and vanadium, suddenly all that insulin works, can lower your blood sugar, and you can get a little dizzy, a little faint. And as long as you know what it is and stay away from sugar, you can compensate. And in about 30 days, you won't have that problem anymore because you're building up your chromium and vanadium reserves.
Okay. What about, I've been taking other vitamins, like an aspirin a day.
An aspirin's not a vitamin.
Well, my cardiologist put me on that.
Oh, okay. It was still not a vitamin.
Vitamin E.
Yeah, okay. Now, vitamin E is a vitamin, yeah.
I've been taking a...
Well, vitamin E and the aspirin do the same thing. They will reduce your risk of actual blood clotting, abnormal blood clotting, so you get a thrombosis or a stroke. And I would prefer to go with the essential fatty acids and the vitamin E and forget the aspirin.
I've been taking that aspirin, a multivitamin,
mm-hmm.
beta-carotene,
mm-hmm.
Vitamin C.
Sure. Well, here's a question I always ask people. Do you still have your problems?
Well, I don't. Yeah.
Okay, well, then whatever you were doing doesn't work.
And everything is,
yeah,
concerned,
exactly. Yep. So you need to change whatever it is you're doing. And it's amazing how many people say, well, I'm doing all that. I'm doing this, this, and this. But whatever you're doing isn't working. You'll be amazed. You get on that pig arthritis formula and take the extra EFA, the essential fatty acids, so you don't have to worry about that blood clotting. And within 90 days, almost always, can't guarantee everybody, but almost always, as close to the guarantee as you can get, everybody sees some recognizable benefit within 90 days and certainly within several more months. They're able to rebuild that cartilage in their joints and rebuild the bones. And I think you'll have the same
would
benefit,
that also,
too.
With your disc in your back, would that help those?
Oh, sure. Sure.
We really need to move on. We want to get as many people in here to talk to Dr. Wallach as possible. Has he answered most of your questions?
I just want to know that pig formula is part of that ultimate EFA and the ultimate glucose gel. That should be part of it also, shouldn't it?
Well, that's called the pig pack, all 90 essential nutrients. The ultimate glucose gel is part of the pig arthritis formula. But that's only 87 of the 90 essential nutrients. You have to throw in the EFAs, the ultimate EFAs. That gives you all 90, and we call that the pig pack.
Okay.
When you get the pig packs, you get all 90.
Well, I sure appreciate your information, Doc.
Well, you're very welcome.
And I thank Bill for getting you up here to us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Oh, boy. this is exceeding my expectations. This is a very good broadcast, and I really want to thank you for coming and doing this
for our
listeners. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, folks. Basically, my question is about macular degeneration. I am told that it is a zinc deficiency to some degree.
Well, it's a little more complex than that. Have you ever seen liver spots or age spots on people's hands and face?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a couple age spots on my hands.
Okay. And you have macular degeneration?
In one eye.
Okay. Now, the reason why I point that out to you is because macular degeneration is age spots and liver spots in the lining of your eye, and light doesn't go through there very well. It gives people this slow loss of vision, and you get this snowflakey kind of vision because you can't. Yeah, this patchy vision.
You've done the proper test for it, and it does test out as macular degeneration.
Okay, now here's why this is your lucky day, because there's a great nutritional approach for this. Number one, you want to avoid all fried foods, all margarines, and all salad dressings with oils in them, because they turn into trans fatty acids or free radicals, which will continue to create more of these liver spots or age spots in your eyes and on your skin, increase your risk of heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's disease, as well as macular degeneration, and also increase your risk of cataracts. Also, it's a deficiency of a couple of nutrients, including primarily selenium, the trace mineral selenium, a little bit of zinc, but primarily selenium. Also, an amino acid called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and vitamin E. And if you take the pig pack, it gives you everything you need to see the beginning of a reversal of the liver spots and age spots on your hands. And most people, when that reversal of the liver spots and age spots occur in their hands, they also begin to get better vision in their eyes. In many cases, 50% improvement, 75% improvement. Many people get 100% better. The only thing that I would add to the pig pack, which is all 90 essential nutrients, is what we call Cardio FX. It has taurine in it, a significant amount of taurine, and that's one of the things that are missing in the macular degeneration. And you will see when the liver spots and age spots are fading on the outside, your macular degeneration is going to get better.
Okay, and also I want to know about your view on vinegar. I do eat a lot of salads with vinegar and oil dressing, and it's funny that you say that about salad dressing oil. It does appear that my vision gets worse, you know, now that I think about it, when I am eating salads.
Yes, the more oil you eat, the worse your vision is going to get, and the more liver spots you're going to get.
Well, would it have that immediate of an effect on it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
My vision has already improved. I've already told that to the radio audience, but yes, it does happen.
Okay, but what about his views on vinegar?
Okay,
is
vinegar
is a good substance?
Yeah, vinegar is great.
Or a harmful substance?
No, vinegar is great. It's been used for thousands of years for a digestive aid. What it does is acidify the stomach, and the old people, meaning over 100 years ago, before they had all the great digestive enzymes. Bill's wife is around.
Thought you were talking about me.
more than 100 years ago, before they had all these great digestive enzymes, they used to use an ounce or so of vinegar before each meal to acidify their stomach. And by acidifying the stomach, it makes the pepsin, the protein digestive enzyme, work better. So you don't get belching, burping, bloating, reflux, GERD, which is gastrointestinal reflux disease. And by acidifying their stomach, they also get a more efficient absorption of minerals. So people who use vinegar, especially if they're supplementing with minerals, tend to get a jump in the improvement in their arthritis. They get a jump in the improvement of their diabetes and anything that's directly associated with a mineral deficiency, because it does help the absorption of minerals by acidifying the stomach.
Now does this swearing off of oils include animal fats as well?
No. I don't consider animal fats oils. They're mostly saturated fat. And my personal credo is that a day without a hamburger is like a day without sunshine. I try to eat at least 1 half-pounder. And that's why we were so close. We had to pull into a little quick shop and get a half-pound hamburger on the way up here so I'd have enough strength for those 2 hours. Have to keep up with Bill here. And there's actually an enormous amount of research which was published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. This just came out in December 25th, 1997. It was a Christmas gift to us meat eaters. They said if you increase your intake of saturated fat from red meat, dairy, and eggs by 3% above the national daily average, which is about 30% of our daily calorie intake, it will decrease your risk of stroke by 15%. And the study went on to say if you increase your intake of saturated fat from red meat, dairy, and eggs by 9% above the national daily average, it decreases your risk of stroke by 45%, cuts your risk in half. So anybody who tells you to cut back on saturated fat or animal fats, tell them they're a quack. It's just not true that they're bad. And as long as you don't cook to frying temperatures with lard or with tallow or suet or any animal fat, it's safe. Just don't cook it to frying temperatures.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet.
You're much appreciated here.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. You know what you're telling us, really, is that just about everything we've ever heard or that we read in the newspapers or the doctors tell us is just not true. For years, I was told that margarine is better than butter and butter was going to kill me. Well, I never believed that. I've always eaten real butter because I like it and I believe in natural things. But I have believed a lot of these other things, and I think it's gotten me in a lot of trouble over the years.
Well, it certainly does, Bill. And if you look at doctors as a group, they are good carpenters. If you have a broken leg, they're the people you want to go to get a cast or a pin. If you have a laceration, maybe you can fix that yourself with a sturdy strip or a butterfly bandage. But if your intestines are hanging out, you want to go to a doctor to get sewn up. But when it comes to longevity and health, doctors know very little. Their average lifespan is 58, and the average lifespan of the average couch potato in America is 75.5. Now, if doctors lived to be 150 on the average, I'd hang on every word they had to say, but they don't. And as a result, you want to pay little attention to anything when it comes to diet from them.
Good evening. You're on the air with Dr. Waller.
Good evening. When I was 17, 34 now. I ran track and I injured a what they call the plantar fascia.
Sure.
Where it connects with, I believe, the calcaneus.
Yes, it goes from the ball of the foot to the calcaneus, which is the heel bone.
Right, and they said it was like a partial tear.
Okay.
And anyway, I've kind of remained athletic, and this past summer, I somehow injured it again, and it was on the same foot, and it's just really nagging. I don't know what to do about it. Do you have any suggestions?
Sure. Well, people who are athletic, whether it's in sports or play or semi-pro or professional, are people who sweat while they're working at their labors. Actually sweat out more than water. They sweat out a soup that has 60 essential minerals in it, and they're called essential minerals because if any one of them is missing for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or a couple of years, depending on the nutrient, you're going to get some horrible degenerative disease, some of which are fatal. In athletes' case, when you look at athletes who are runners or play high-impact sports such as basketball and football and track, they always have problems with joints and fascia and ligaments and tendons and bones and muscles and so forth. And this is because they're sweating out all these minerals, and they need a lot more than the average person. And so in addition to the pig arthritis formula twice a day for yourself as a way of maintaining and repairing yourself, I would also recommend, we have a great sports drink called Sports Plus, which has not only the 77 plant-derived colloidal minerals in it, but the eight chelated minerals, for the major minerals such as calcium, magnesium, and manganese, and zinc, and potassium, and some others, and 13 vitamins. You take 2 ounces of that, and it tastes great. It's in a black cherry extract, a real extract, not an artificial flavor. Put 2 ounces of that in a quart of water, and as you're running, instead of just drinking water or some of these like Powerade or Gatorade, drink the Sports Plus that's diluted in this quart of water, and that type of injury, rotator cuff injuries, bone spurs, will all resolve themselves. Your body will re-architecture itself back to normal.
Wow. What is meant by chelated?
There's all kinds of meanings of chelated, but the basic definition is a binding with something. For instance, if you're talking about a chelated mineral, they take a grounded rock type of mineral and join that with an amino acid or a protein or an enzyme, which is a protein that does work, if you will. And this increases the absorbability because your body doesn't have to do all the processes. It's already kind of pre-done. And if you talk about intravenous chelation with EDTA, this can be used to clear out arteries that are plugged with calcium and cholesterol or arteriosclerosis. So those are the two basic types of chelation.
Okay, one more question.
Yes, sir.
I think it comes from stress. I'm a school teacher right now, and I'm teaching in middle school, and I'm on my feet a lot, and that's why my heel's been bothering me. But sometimes I get, I don't know, it's in my, my back and shoulders. They seem to tense up, sort of a, like a burning sensation at the end of the day.
Sure.
What causes that, and what could be done about that?
Well, without making a diagnosis, this is oftentimes called fibromyalgia. Have you ever talked to anybody about that? You go to a chiropractor? Or?
Well, no, not really, because it's kind of off and on. Mm-hmm. It's just something I just...
Sure. This is a common symptom that goes along with a disease, a muscle disease called fibromyalgia. Sometimes they'll become permanent, and it's just people just are in pain all the time, and it's almost can be a totally debilitating disease. So what you want to do is kind of look back to veterinary medicine. We eliminated this problem in animals in 1957. It's called white muscle disease or stiff lamb disease in animals. And farmers were losing millions and millions of dollars back in the 50s, which was a lot of money back then, because it actually physically changes the muscle, replaces muscle fibers with scar tissue, which is painful just moving around or even standing in a normal position. With the scar tissue, and it's a deficiency of three nutrients. So again, the trace mineral selenium, vitamin E, and the sulfur-bearing amino acid methionine. And again, by taking the pig pack, which gives you all 90 essential nutrients, we have a special supplement of selenium called Ultimate Selenium. It has an additional 300 micrograms of selenium. Take a couple of those capsules a day. I take two for breakfast and two for dinner myself. And stay away from fried foods and margarines and salad dressings with oils in them. Anything that's going to turn into trans fatty acids, don't fry anything, even in animal fats. And you'll just be amazed that problem will go away.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. You've been very informative.
Well, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. I know that that an awful lot of people are really concerned about the water that they drink. And a lot of people have heard your tapes on this broadcast, and you recommend that they take 5 ounces of orange juice, calcium-enriched orange juice, with the Pick Pack. But if they have the sugar problem, should they still be taking that orange juice?
Well, some people can tolerate the fructose that's in the orange juice. If they cannot, what we suggest is that they use a good brand of filtered or bottled water, or filter it themselves, and then they will have to add some extra calcium to make up for the calcium that they're giving up when they give up the calcium-enriched orange juice. And certainly, for a Y2K stockpile of these nutrients, you're going to have to stockpile some of the ultimate cal, which is it's called calcium hydroxyapatite. It's actually a kosher beef bone meal. And so this is a great way to take in solid calcium. It's the most absorbable of all the solid calciums. It's 60-80% absorbable for most people. And you have to take 2 of those with each meal or 6 a day to make up the difference when you give up that calcium that's in the orange juice. And for our Y2K root cellar, I call it, has a nice trap door over it. And we can store probably about a ton and a half pickup truck load of stuff in this root cellar we created. And it's a good way to store this calcium because we may be pressed to find calcium-enriched orange juice so they can't transport things around.
And water?
And water. You certainly want to have a filter system of your own. There's all kinds of great carbon block filters available. You want to have in a super emergency, even just bottled bleach. You can use iodine crystals, which you can get in military surplus stores or from a pharmacy. You want to have a way of sterilizing water so that you kill any bugs that might be in there, viruses or bacteria. And you want to have some gauze bandages, which you can use to filter out the mud and feathers and big sticks and things out of pond water. And water is the one thing that's a real limiting factor. And so you can only store so many gallons of water. You can only have so many filtering systems. And so you have to have alternatives in case you have to use water in ditches on the side of the road or various ponds and so forth, or carry it long distances.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do want to be able to filter the big chunks out. I'd leave it settle. If you're going to get water from a ditch or a pond, I'd leave it settle overnight, let the particulate matter settle out, then filter it through linen napkins or tablecloths to get the finer stuff out, and then use some kind of antimicrobial. Again, bleach, put a couple of drops of bleach per pint of water and leave it set for an hour. Will kill anything in there. Colloidal silver, a couple of drops of colloidal silver in a pint of water will do the same.
Great. Good evening. You're on the air with Dr. Waller.
Good evening, Bill, and good evening, Dr. Waller.
Hi.
I've been diagnosed as having lupus, and I've had a heart attack. I'm 49 years old, and I have been taking the Super Daily for about a year and a half now and wondered what might be better.
Okay, well, first of all, let's look at the problems you've had. You say you had a heart attack. You're 47? 49 years old, a mere child. Certainly should not be in the age group to be being concerned about heart attack. What type of heart attack did you have, do you know?
Well, no, I don't. They did an angiogram and said there was no blockage, but yet they said the enzyme was present.
Okay, well, that helps. So that gives me a lot of information. If you have the elevated blood enzyme and you don't have any blockages or thromboses or arteriosclerosis,
right,
that almost always means that you had a cardiomyopathy heart attack. And a cardiomyopathy heart attack is a result of, again, a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium, vitamin E, and methionine, a sulfur-bearing amino acid, which is very interesting because it's also a deficiency of sulfur and copper that gives you lupus.
Oh, really?
Yes, and so it's not unusual for people to get multiple diseases that are due to the same deficiencies, and certainly a cardiomyopathy-type heart attack and lupus could happen to the same person.
Excuse me, folks. I've got to jump in here and do something that's required. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, and our special guest is Dr. Joel Wallach.
Okay, we're back. as we had to take one of those breaks, those required breaks. At any rate, what I do, again, you'll hear me harp on this over and over and over. You want to stay away from fried foods and margarines and salad dressings with oils in them. They turn into trans fatty acids, which increase your muscle and your connective tissue, which is the lupus disease. It'll increase your muscle and your connective tissue's need for sulfur, copper, selenium. And so you want to stay away from all those things, and then you're a perfect candidate for the pig pack, all 90 essential nutrients twice a day. And let me give you a quick example on lupus, because doctors will tell you there's not much they can do about it. It's one of those progressive diseases. Some people get worse fast, some people get worse. Do about it except cortisone injections. But knowing that it is a deficiency of sulfur and copper, we put people on this pig pack. And perhaps the most exciting case that I've seen, and I've treated literally thousands of people, mostly women, as I say 85% of people with lupus are women. And this was a woman who was the administrative assistant to a U.S. representative from Oklahoma, Representative Iztook. And she was in Washington, D.C., in his offices there. And she had lupus for 19 years. It was progressive. Every week she was worse for 19 years. It was so bad, her last two children were born with lupus, again, a deficiency disease, sulfur and copper. And we got her on the pig pack, and within 90 days she was symptom-free.
Wow.
Now, I can't use the cure word because it put me in jail.
Right.
But we can say in Missouri she got 100% better.
Well, that sounds great.
So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by giving it a try.
Okay.
And just it's important to stay away from the bad stuff, the fried foods, the margarines, and the salad dressing oils, and then take all 90 essential nutrients to pig pack.
Okay, just one question. Do you think that lupus is an autoimmune disease?
No, that's another one of those cacas. Whenever doctors say something's an autoimmune disease or they say something's genetic, that means translation is, I don't know what's causing it, so they're going to blame it on you. So they don't have to lay awake at night feeling guilty about trying to figure out how to fix you. It's totally not an autoimmune disease. That's total nonsense. And you can sleep well knowing that you do these things, you're going to get better. I've never known anybody with lupus who didn't get 50% better. Many get 75% better, and many, many get 100% better.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Long.
You bet.
And thank you for calling. Thank you very much, in fact. Okay, folks, here's the numbers. Once again, once you call these numbers right now so that you can get started taking Dr. Wallach's advice so that you can improve your own personal health. I got to tell you, folks, it has just absolutely worked miracles for me. I'm a new man. I feel great. I'm out running around and doing things that a few weeks ago I couldn't do. My legs were just so painful that, to tell you the truth, at times I just sat down and didn't ever want to get up again. Here's the numbers, 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. Or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live outside the continental limits of the United States, call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, simply call 3555. That's 3555. And now, back to Dr. Joel Wallach. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Kyle from Michigan. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Kyle.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I went to a family doctor. He didn't know what was wrong for sure, put me on antibiotics. They sent me to a head specialist, ears, nose, throat. He put me on strong antibiotics. $300 later, I still have this lump in the gland that's right behind the jawbone and below the ear.
Okay. Is this soft? Is this a soft lump?
It was to begin with when I first noticed it. Now it's kind of hardened up a little bit.
Okay. How big was the lump?
About the size. quarter. I can move it around. It's not sore. It's not tender.
And it was on one side. Okay, the odds that it's on, the fact that it's on one side, and I'm assuming you don't have any dental problems like an abscess on that side, and they've checked all that out, and you know, no ear infections on that side. Almost always, this could be due to a plugged duct from the parotid gland, which is a salivary gland below the ear, behind the ear, on the side of the jaw. And when one of the little ducts in there gets plugged up, you get a little bubble. It just fills up with saliva as you produce saliva. It fills up kind of behind the dam of this little plug. It could be a mucus plug or a little calcium plug. And if they don't unplug it, it will get hard. It'll just be like a cyst that just gets full and gets very hard. And oftentimes the discomfort will go away when it gets hard and fills up. And so they may want to consider one of these parotid cysts as a possibility. Also, if you haven't had any dental examination, you may want to do that on that side. But I'm assuming if you've had all these antibiotics and it didn't go down, then it wasn't a dental abscess. And so I think of it as one of these parotid cysts. And this almost always happens when somebody has the early stages of osteoporosis. Again, these little plugs are almost always calcium. You lose calcium. People get tartar behind their teeth. Calcium comes out with the saliva, and when it forms into little BB-sized pellets, it plugs one of those ducts, and you get this almost sometimes it gets as big as an egg. So anything from a quarter to the size of an egg sounds kind of right.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a cancerous situation?
Well, I would have thought that if they were concerned about cancer, that they would have done what was called an excision biopsy, and they would have removed that.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little half-inch incision, remove it, a couple of sutures, and certainly that's something to consider. There's always that sinister possibility once you get over 20 years of age, you have a lump somewhere, you want to have that examined. But you might go to another doctor and get another opinion.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I had two other questions real quick.
Okay.
I have cold toes constantly. Unless I get boots that almost have a thermoblaster in them to keep them warm.
Okay.
My toes just freeze no matter what kind of boots I get.
Okay. Well, this could be due to a variety of things. Are you a slim person or a heavy person?
Slim.
Okay. This could be due to low thyroid. This could be due to circulation problems. It could be to the fact that you were just born with small arteries going to your toes. A lot of people have that problem.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is dilate those arteries. And here's where, in addition to the pig arthritis formula, the pig pack, all 90 essential nutrients, stop the loss of calcium, stop those ducts in the parotid gland from being plugged up if that's what the problem is. And also, you want to add to that the Cardio FX, which has a dilating effect. It has ginkgo biloba and English hawthorn berry and will immediately dilate within a half hour after you consume those capsules. It'll dilate the small arteries in your toes, your fingers, in your brain, your heart, and increase circulation in these areas. It has, again, ginkgo biloba and English hawthorn berry in it.
All right. And I'm trying to think exactly when Bill had this on his show. One night he said, have you looked at the warning label on your toothpaste lately? And like a good guy, I guess, I got up and grabbed my toothpaste and I started reading it. And I'd always heard that fluoride was not good for you. So with Bill's advice, I quit using fluoride toothpaste and no deodorant that has fluoride in it. And for the first time in probably 30-some years, I have not had a migraine headache in almost a year and 6 months now.
Okay. Well, fluoride is an essential nutrient. We need a small amount of it, like parts per billion. When you're talking about toothpaste, one of these little nurdles, you know, a little half-inch worm of toothpaste you put on your toothbrush can have 1 milligram, which is 1,000 micrograms, which is much more than parts per billion, far more than you need. And then if you have fluoride in your drinking water in that community, you start getting up into the doses, which can cause all kinds of problems.
Right.
Brittle bones, emotional problems, a depression of nerve function. And even you accumulate enough fluoride, it can kill you.
Yeah.
And so some people are more sensitive than others. And certainly if you feel better and you don't get headaches and you're not using that toothpaste anymore, hey, well, if it works, don't change whatever you're doing.
Well, you know, and I've mentioned it to other people that have migraines, and they just look at me like, yeah, right, uh-huh, sure. And they just think I'm crazy when I tell them, you know, that this was the source of...
Well, join the club. Yeah, join the club. That's what they say about Bill and me, too.
God, I'm in good company, aren't I?
That's right. Well, you're welcome to the club.
The best.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
I'll tell Andy hi.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
The number, folks, I haven't said it for a while, is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And our special guest in studio, live, just for you, is Dr. Joel Wallach. And I know you've all been waiting to hear what he has to say. So, good evening. You're on the air. First, I need you to talk a lot louder so our listening audience can hear your question.
I'd like to have the doctor comment on the usage of grapeseed oil as a substitute for cooking.
Okay. My knowledge of grapeseed oil is that it can be used for everything from a disinfectant, and that's primarily the way that I look at it. You put a couple of milliliters of grapeseed oil into some distilled water, and you can use it as a great disinfectant. And I've never used it personally for cooking. I don't like to use any oils for cooking, especially if you're going to heat it to frying temperatures. If it sizzles, if it makes any noise, that means it's too hot. I've never heard anybody, if you know something about cooking with grapeseed oil, I'd like to know about it. I know of it as a disinfectant. Mm-hmm.
It, and they claim it's so much better for you than any...
Excuse me, I know you feel that you're talking loud enough, but I've got to tell you once again, and I hope the whole listening audience is listening, what we use for a telephone patch here is just a speakerphone with a microphone about 12 or 14 inches away from it. And if you don't put that phone right in front of your mouth and talk real loud... Dr. Wallach and I can just barely hear you, and I know the listening audience is having a lot of problems, especially on shortwave.
Sorry about that. I just have a company here in town that distributes this product. Mm-hmm. And
I'll tell you what, I'll look for it, and if you'd, I don't know if you have a P.O. box you have people mail you things to or a fax number, you can send Bill that information, and he'll sure share it with me.
All right, I'll be glad to do that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And if you do send it, I'll make sure that Dr. Wallach gets it. And just listen tomorrow night, and I'll give out the address. I don't want to take too much time away from your ability to ask questions of our guest tonight, because he may not be back for a while. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to ask Dr. Wallach, is there anything he can do for alopecia?
Yes, alopecia, or hair loss. Is this just on your head, or is it what's called universalis, where your eyebrows, your eyelashes go away? And
Mostly just on my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and has this been sudden, or has it been kind of a gradual thing as you've gotten older?
It's gotten worse as I've gotten older. Mm-hmm.
So the speed at which you're losing the hair is increasing?
It kind of comes and goes.
Okay.
I don't have it right now, mm-hmm. but I'd like to maybe do something to kind of head it off.
Okay, one more question before I answer. Are you talking about hair drop when you, in other words, you get hair in the drain in your shower, you get hair in your hairbrush?
No, I mean I get big, like bald spots.
Okay, chunks come out.
Yes.
Okay, well, again, I'm going to assume for a minute that we're not talking about ringworm and...
No.
Okay.
It runs in my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, you're looking at, again, nutritional deficiencies. Do you eat red meat every day? No, you have to think that hard.
That's
if you
right.
No,
my rule is if you pause, you know.
No, I don't eat red meat every day.
Okay, do you eat 2 eggs for breakfast every morning?
No.
Okay, and so basically, you may have just a simple protein deficiency.
Okay.
A lot of people cannot do well on soy protein. Some people can. Some people can't. You may be one of those persons who can't do well even with 7-grain breads and soy protein and vegetable proteins of various types. A lot of people mistakenly eat nuts as a protein source, but primarily a fat source. And I perceive here that this may be a problem. And so you want to eat 2 eggs every morning for breakfast. You want to eat red meat every day. My goal is to eat a half pound of red meat every day, either one sitting or spread out. And then you want to take the pig pack, all 90 essential nutrients, which would include beta carotene and vitamin E and selenium and zinc, tin. One of the nice things about the Virgin Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals from American Longevity is they contain colloidal tin, which is legendary for preventing and, in many cases, significantly reversing, sometimes 25%, sometimes 50%, sometimes 100% reversing male pattern baldness in both men and women. There's an enormous amount of research that's been done on tin in Kyoto University in Kyoto, Japan, and they've pretty much proven that at least one type of male pattern baldness in both men and women is due to a deficiency of the trace mineral tin.
Okay.
Okay?
Let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
What about, I have an eye affliction in one of my eyes, keratoconus.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to ask you about that originally, but...
Oh, it's one of my favorite diseases, a real simple one.
You mentioned a genetic disease, and that's how it was explained to me.
No, that's total nonsense. When you have, and this is kind of like a bleb in the middle of one eye, ulcerate sometimes.
Well, it's permanent.
It's permanent, okay.
I've had two cornea transplants.
Oh, okay. So, but the original affliction was keratoconus.
Yeah,
now that's caused by a simple vitamin A, beta carotene, and zinc deficiency. What happens is you get an ulceration of the cornea. This causes more blindness in the world than any other form of blindness. A simple vitamin A, beta carotene, and zinc deficiency. And if that when that was first coming on you and they first diagnosed it, if they would have just given you 25,000 international units of vitamin A day for 30 days and 15 milligrams of zinc every day for 30 days, and then cut it down to 10,000 international units of vitamin A and keep the zinc at 15 milligrams and gotten you away from fried foods and margarines, you wouldn't have had to have any corneal transplant. It's a very simple disease, yet it causes more blindness in the world than any other form.
If I order that pig pack, will that have enough of the vitamin A in that in it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so you should not have to have another corneal transplant as long as it's got a good blood supply.
When you read what's in these products, when you actually get your order, you're going to be amazed.
Okay.
And when you go down to the drugstore and read what's in what you've been taking, you're going to wonder how you ever survived until you got these products.
I love your show, Mr. Cooper. I listen to you every night.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I hope we're helping you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
The number is 520-333-4578, and while we're on numbers, operators are standing by. You can call 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live outside the continental United States, you can call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, it's 3555. That's 3555. Good evening. You're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach. Dwayne, you need to talk a lot louder, please.
Sure. I'm from Duquesne, and I'm calling about the condition called blepharitis of the eyelids.
Sure.
I went to a eye doctor for that, and I got various types of drops, the antibiotics and other things. They also gave me antibiotics for rosacea, which is on my face, which he thinks is causing the problem. And I had a bad reaction to that. I had a rapid heartbeat. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And
okay. Sure. And you said this blepharitis is in one eye?
Primarily, but it sometimes acts up in the other eye, too.
Okay. Do you have any other inflammation anywhere else in your body other than the rosacea?
That's primarily rosacea on my face.
Okay.
Cheeks and nose.
Sure. How old are you, sir?
46.
Okay. Did you have a history of acne when you were a teenager?
Yes, it was considerable. It never really went away. It eased up a little bit during my 20s, but it came back with the rosacea about 4 or 5 years ago, and just seems to be getting worse.
Okay, one last question. Do you consume alcohol in any way?
No, it's...
okay, the reason I asked that, of course, there's several basic causes for rosacea, but the primary cause is that your liver doesn't have enough nutrition to process testosterone, the cholesterol that's in testosterone, or male sex hormone. And this will accumulate this cholesterol that's in the testosterone, and it's sort of a compliment to you that you have rosacea as an adult, because it tells you you got lots of the male hormone floating around. But your liver should be able to process this so that it stays at a fairly constant level. And what happens is, if you don't process it, it builds up in your bloodstream, and you get adult onset acne, which is rosacea of the face. Sometimes you get on your chest and between your shoulder blades and on your shoulders and so forth. And again, taking all 90 essential nutrients, getting on that pig pack, gives you all 60 essential minerals, the 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. Stay away from all sugar, natural and processed. Stay away from fried foods, margarines, and the salad dressings with oils in them, and that will go away very quickly. As far as the blepharitis, if it's associated with the rosacea, that'll certainly go away too. Again, it could be due to vitamin A deficiency. Even if you're supplementing with pill-type vitamin A instead of liquids, you just may not be absorbing it. So you're a perfect candidate to do the pig pack twice a day.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
One more question about my mom. She's in her 80s, and
okay.
She had a heart attack, and she has arrhythmia, too. And she's on a number of different medications, anti-arrhythmia and medication for high blood pressure. What do you think of lineup help her?
Yes. How big a lady is she? What does she weigh? 100 pounds, 120, 150?
Pretty low. It's 115, but she dropped about 30 pounds since she had the heart attack.
Okay. What you want to do is get her on the pig pack one dose a day instead of two doses a day. Get her on the pig pack one dose a day, but cut it in half. The dose is 7 ounces, and so you give her 3.5 ounces for breakfast, put the other 3.5 ounces in the refrigerator, and let her take the second half of the dose at dinner time. And you want to add the Cardio FX with that. And if the arrhythmia is due to a selenium deficiency, a magnesium deficiency, a zinc deficiency, folic acid deficiency, coenzyme Q deficiency, that will be resolved because all of that's in the Cardio FX and the pig pack.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you bet. Good luck with your mom.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You know, you're really messing up my diet here, doctor. I love fried eggs and bacon on Sunday morning, and I love olive oil and a wine vinaigrette with my salad. What do I replace those with?
Well, what I want to do is keep you around for a while, Bill. We like your philosophy, and we like you. And so what I do is I eat 2 eggs every morning for breakfast, but I eat them poached when I go out. I eat so much on the road at hotels and restaurants. I eat my eggs poached because they can't mess it up by cooking them in water. When I'm at home, I cook my eggs soft scrambled in butter, and I cook them at a very low temperature so that the butter kind of bubbles a little bit but doesn't hiss and spray all over the place. And if you play marbles with your scrambled eggs, they're too hard, and if you're going the wrong direction, you need to be able to just pour them out to almost liquid onto your plate. And then as far as meat, my breakfast meat, I eat beef or pork chops. I'll eat a beef patty, medium rare. I'll eat a pork chop, medium. I do not eat processed meats like bacon and ham because they have nitrates in them, which are cancer-causing preservatives. And so I stay away from anything that's processed, like ham, bacon, Spam, those types of things. I'd rather eat a pork chop or a hamburger or a steak for breakfast, or eat a chicken for breakfast, or doves or elk or whatever it is you're hunting.
I don't think I could eat a chicken for breakfast, but those pork chops sound pretty good.
Yep.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to hear you on the radio. I'm asking a question about raising my children and what type of supplements would be good for them. I'd give them some that are, you know, from the health food store, but they don't like the taste of them to chew them up very much.
Sure.
So I'm wondering, what would you recommend?
Okay, well, are these the chewable vitamins you've been giving them?
Yeah.
So the chewable vitamins, whether you get them from the health food store, the grocery store, or the pharmacy, they have a lot of fiber in them, and the kids don't like the consistency. They're kind of a little aftertaste, a little acrid or bitter aftertaste, and they have fructose in them to make them taste good, so they'll chew them. And almost all of them have only vitamins, and whether they're the Bugs Bunny type or the with pebbles and
Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Yeah, they're primarily vitamins. And every once in a while, you get one that said vitamins with iron, so they have iron in them. Very rarely do they have more than two or three or four or five minerals in them. And these kids need 60 minerals. And so what I've gone to doing for my kids, which are all kind of in their 30s and 40s, I have and six grandkids, I give them the pig pack a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight for the little kids, even when they're born. I just had a new grandson born a couple of weeks ago, and from the moment he was born, and he weighed 7 pounds, he got a quarter of a teaspoon. That's a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight. That's a quarter of a teaspoon for a 7-pounder, almost a half a teaspoon, and of the pig arthritis formula. And if they're being breastfed, the mother just doubles up on the pig arthritis formula, so it comes through in the milk, and they're going to get all 90 essential nutrients that way. Nutrients for the newborns, you know, things like, I'll think of the name in a second, there's just the yellow vitamins that they give kids, vitamin drops. There's seven vitamins and no minerals in it, and the pig arthritis formula has 112 nutrients in it. And these kids grow strong. They need these nutrients for development. And it doesn't matter, they can be a minute old. If you have a home birth, you can start giving it to them the minute they're born.
Well, yeah, I had them all at home.
Good for
three
you.
Three of them, and they've all been breastfed. So
good for you.
Are your children finicky according to taste?
Pardon me?
Are your children a little finicky with taste of this kind of stuff?
You know, they'll drink. We use some product called Sea Silver, which is some colloidal silver
mm-hmm.
product, and they'll drink that, and they'll drink another powdered vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
That we drink an antioxidant, but the chewable vitamins they don't seem to like at all.
What I was going to suggest is my daughters are 3 and 8, and they're a little finicky with taste, especially if they think it's anything resembling medicine. The mineral supplement, the colloidal minerals, comes in a flavor called Cherry Mints, and if you mix that with the Ultimate Earth in the tangerine flavor. And then you put the orange juice in there. It tastes just like maraschino cherries, and they absolutely love it.
Great. Well, and I also wanted to ask about stress. What would be good for stress?
For an adult or a child?
For an adult.
Okay. The biggest thing that I tell people who have stress, whether it's at home or at work or play or whatever, are just worried about what may be coming up about Y2K, is to stay away from sugar. People get anxiety, they get nervous, they get reactive. A lot of people get reactive, kind of mild cases of road rage or mild cases of going postal. You say, why did I do that? Why did I bite back at this person? It was really a simple question. And stay away from sugar, and that just won't happen. Very frequently, stress or anxiety attacks are due to low blood sugar. Stay away from sugar. Eat 4 to 6 small meals a day. And in those small meals, you want to stay away from sugary things. No sugar frosted flakes, no Sunny Delight, no Coca-Colas, no cookie candies. And if you have a craving for something, eat a hard-boiled egg, and that'll pretty much take away all the anxiety.
Okay, I have one more question,
yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
My small son, he gets these big patches of eczema.
And how old is your small son?
He's 4.
Okay. Well, again, these patches of eczema in these kids and even adults can be due to a zinc deficiency. They can, it's called parakeratosis in animals, especially if it's dry and sometimes it cracks and oozes a little bit. And it doesn't matter if it's on their knees or between their fingers or on their neck or chest or back or wherever it might be. Also, it could be due to an essential fatty acid deficiency. Essential fatty acid deficiencies are very common in kids because they don't eat a lot of fish a lot of times, and that's the more efficient way to get essential fatty acids by eating salmon or cod or tuna, some cold water fishes. And if they don't eat a lot of that, and most kids don't, they can get these deficiencies of the essential fatty acids. So in addition to the pig pack twice a day for these kids, again, a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight, and as Bill points out, if they don't like the taste of the plain stuff mixed with the calcium-rich orange juice, you can replace the Cherry Mints for the just the plain virgin earth colloidal minerals. The same 19,000 milligrams per quart, but it has a real cherry extract in it, and that's the beauty of these. These are real fruit extracts as opposed to artificial flavors, and they'll just lap it up.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and hey, you're doing great.
Thank you.
Did you homeschool your kids?
Yep.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. And thank you for homeschooling your children. Both of mine are homeschooled. And, boy, they're smarter than, you know, their brain is not any bigger. They're not any more intelligent, but they're smarter than all the other children that we see. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Am I talking loud enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Good evening. Thank you, Bill, for having the doctor there. It's really great. Yeah. I got a question, Doc.
Yeah.
There's a couple in our family that has been trying to have kids for about 15 years and aren't able to have any, and I heard you talking about it. It seems to be on your radio program tape the other night.
Yes.
Are there any guidelines that a person...
Sure. Infertility is a very common problem in the United States, and it's in most cases simply solved without a great deal of hoo-ha. If they've been trying for 15 years and they've had tests and they know that all the tubes are open and the female is cycling, she's cycling and has ovulation, they just can't get a pregnancy. Almost always this is due to some nutritional deficiency. It could be of zinc or selenium, vitamin A, vitamin E, molybdenum, copper, who knows what it might be. And you can spend a lot of time, as they've learned, 15 years and still haven't been able to be successful. And that actually happened to my oldest daughter, who just turned 40. And she is kind of interesting. She and her husband tried for 12 years to have a pregnancy without success. They spent $150,000 over that 12 years out of their own pocket because none of their insurance policies paid for that sort of thing. They went to experts all over the world. They literally went to several countries in Europe, England. They went to the Mayo Clinic. They went to Cornell University. They went all over the place. And finally, after 12 years, my daughter came to me in tears and said, "Well, Dad, they said I'm sterile and I better start thinking about adoption." And so I said, "Well, look, why don't you try the pig pack while you're going through the adoption process, because that's going to take 6 months to a year." And she did. She calls me in 3 months. She says, "Dad, you won't believe it, but I'm pregnant." I said, "Well, I knew you probably would be after 3 to 6 months." I said, "Why did you wait 12 years and $150,000 to try it?" "Well, they're all the experts. You're just a horse doctor." So, you know, should have asked the veterinarian, right?
Yeah.
And so usually it's that simple. And so both the husband and the wife want to get on that pig pack twice a day. And again, stay away from bad things that are going to interfere with mineral absorption and retention, which includes caffeine, sugar, and fried foods, and margarine. And if all the plumbing is open, the odds are they're going to do well.
Okay. Anything in what you have there that will help bunions?
If you have an advanced bunion, certainly you can arrest the progress of it. You can eliminate the pain, but you still are going to have to wear something like Dr. Scholl's bunion patches and wear some nice tennis shoes and soft shoes and so forth. There's no nutritional thing that will reverse an advanced bunion, and if it's something that's debilitating, you may have to have surgery for it.
Okay. Quickly, too, any comment about magnetic therapy? If a person has taken the pig pack, which I haven't yet, but I've been listening to you about it, but I do have a magnetic therapy program going. I'm wondering if they conflict or...
No, they're quite compatible, actually. Magnetic therapy is much like herbs. It deals with symptoms. If you want to get rid of some discomfort and pain, magnetic therapy is great for getting rid of pain, inflammation, swelling, but it doesn't cure anything. It'll keep coming back. You have to keep using magnetic therapy. And so I like to use magnetic therapy. I use acupuncture. I use herbs to help people with pain and inflammation. And at the same time, I use all the various nutritional formulas to rebuild the tissue at the same time. So magnetic therapy is something you don't have to do all the time, but put it in, it's a great thing to have around if a Y2K keeps people from getting painkillers and so forth, because a magnet will last forever, and you can use that in your Y2K storeroom.
Would the pig pack or some of the other things that you have available help with the overweight problems?
Yes, in addition to the pig pack, we have this, I don't know if you were listening a little earlier, we have a product called Ultimate Resolution, which has pyruvate, chromium picolinate, and the chitosan powder in it, which are three legendary weight loss ingredients in one product. And along with the pig pack, the resolution does great. Take three or four of those 15 minutes before each meal. And the advantage of the pig pack for people who have a weight challenge is it stops the cravings, it stops the munchies. That's the biggest reason why people fail in a long-term weight loss program or weight maintenance program is because you can grit your teeth and you can override the subconscious binge eating craving that you might have for a couple of months, maybe 6 months. But when you can't control it anymore, you're going to go down and you're going to eat 40,000 calories of something, whether it's chocolate chip cookies or ice cream or popcorn or whatever it might be. And the pig pack minerals will prevent those cravings and the binge eating behavior.
Okay, just one quick thing, Doctor.
We really need to move on. I mean,
yeah, I'm coming up on 70 years old here in about 6 months, and I'm trying to get another 70 years out of this frame. Would your program help me with that? The biggest complaint I have is if I'm bending over for a long time, like in the garden, it takes me about a half hour to crank back up.
Yep, again, the pig pack is designed for just that, for the muscles, the joints, the ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and the bones. If you have low back problems, if you have beginnings of stoop shoulders or dowager's hump, as they call it, osteoporosis, arthritis, it's called the pig arthritis formula because it was designed to prevent and cure arthritis in pigs, and it works just like a charm in human beings.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you both, Bill and Dr. Wallach.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. Wow, we're going to get an awful lot in here. Before we go on to the next caller, I was hoping that my friend Rick and Barbara would call because she's had some terrible problems with fatigue. And it's more than a chronic fatigue syndrome. It's almost disabling. And she can get up in the morning. She goes okay for a while. And then around noon, she gets absolutely drained and has to go down and lay down and take a nap. And she was trying to get over this herself for a while, and then I was talking to Rick the other day, and he told me that she finally came to him and said to ask him for help because she just was not able to, she didn't have any energy. She didn't even feel like moving.
If there was a question I could ask her, I'd want to ask her what she eats for breakfast every day because it sounds like she has either severe low blood sugar or hyperinsulinemia or narcolepsy, where you can't resist it. You have to lay down and go to sleep for a half hour. People can dump a bucket of water on you, kick you, and burn you with a hot iron, and you still would lay there asleep. The old term was narcolepsy. The more modern term is hyperinsulinemia, a lot of insulin. And when you have pancakes and syrup, or you have honey on your English muffins, sugar frosted flakes, sugar in your coffee, sugar in your iced tea, Pop-Tarts, these types of things. If you're deficient in chromium, vanadium, by 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock, you're going to be totally immobilized to sleep because you're almost in insulin shock. And again, staying away from all sugar, natural and processed, getting on that duck diabetes formula, and eating 4 to 6 small meals a day with animal protein in each one of them, if that's the problem, she'll be a new woman in 48 hours.
Fantastic. Rick and Barbara, I hope you were listening. And if you got some other questions you asked, don't stop trying to call. I hope you can get in. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
At 27, I'm 29 now, I had twins. I carried them 3 weeks I had 3 weeks to go full term.
Okay.
They were very healthy, 6'10 and 5'11. I couldn't breathe after I had them, and this went on for 3 days. My doctor thought it was anxiety and sent me home. 4 days later, I was rushed to a heart institution. My heart had enlarged, and I was in heart failure. They put me on Lanoxin, Lasix, aspirin, and a blood pressure medicine.
Okay.
It's been 2 years. I'm off the blood pressure medicine. I'm off the Lasix. I was off it like 3 weeks, 3 months later.
Okay, and both the kids were healthy at the time of birth.
Pardon?
Both the kids were healthy at the time of birth.
Yes, very healthy, but I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I threw up about 4 or 5 times a day. I ate good. Still do, you know.
What supplements did you take during pregnancy?
Prenatal.
Okay.
And I didn't keep them down. I mean, I just could not keep anything. I mean, and at the end of my pregnancy, I was drinking water like it was going, like, out of style.
Okay.
And I would tell this to my doctor, oh, it's just, you've got twins, you know. And I'm like, but I've had other children, big babies, and this has never, ever happened. And, well, I lost 32 pounds of water.
Sure. Now, also, have you had any kind of sugar problems like diabetes?
No, and they had that checked, and okay. It was fine. Right.
Okay, because that's one of the symptoms when a person has a sugar problem, either very low blood sugar or very high blood sugar, you get very thirsty. And you may have had, just because they ran a test on you didn't mean they did it right.
Well, that's true,
yeah.
too. And now my heart's almost back to the normal size. Mm-hmm. It's still probably a little weak. I have 5 small children. Those were the last two.
Mm-hmm.
They said what I had was very uncommon in America, but in like Haiti and places like that, it was common.
And what did they tell you that you had?
And is there anything I could? I mean, I think.
Yeah, did they give you a name for the type of heart condition you had?
They just called it cardiomyopathy.
Well, cardiomyopathy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because what the cardiomyopathy is due to a selenium deficiency.
Okay.
And what happens is when you have twins, there's 3 of you competing
yeah.
for the same amount of nutrition.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a pig has 10 piglets and when a dog has 10 pups, there's always a runt or two in there.
Yes.
And that's because mom didn't have enough nutrition to equally feed all 10 pups or all 10 pigs. And that's why in the old days, a lot of women used to be in a life-threatening situation when they had babies because they didn't have all these minerals and trace minerals available to them.
Yes.
And if they lived in a place that didn't have them in the soil, that certainly was not in their food because plants cannot manufacture minerals the way they manufacture vitamins. And so this is a very common, serious cause of disability and death in women, especially with multiple births, you know, with multiple pregnancies.
Yes.
And almost like having a litter, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so you need to talk to a veterinarian when you have a litter.
And no more babies.
Well, it's okay as long as you take all 90 essential nutrients. And I would take some extra selenium since they diagnosed it as cardiomyopathy heart disease,
yes.
Specifically a selenium deficiency. In addition to the pig pack, American Longevity has a great one called Ultimate Selenium, 300 micrograms per capsule. And I would take one of those with each meal. I'd take 3 of those a day and stay away from fried foods, margarines, and salad dressings with oils in them. Which,
okay, but can this be, I may have never had the perfect heart. I said I wasn't good.
This can be reversed. This is not genetic. This is not autoimmune.
Yeah, because I had good bowels. My last echo, they said, you know, this is amazing. Your cholesterol's good, and mm-hmm. you've got good bowels.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it has nothing to do with cholesterol.
Yeah, pardon?
Yeah. Cardiomyopathy heart disease has nothing to do with cholesterol.
No,
it's a selenium deficiency.
Wait, okay. You are just keep up what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Well, you're a dear.
You're sweet. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Isn't he precious? I think Dr. Wallach should be a national treasure, and I think we should take means to protect him and make sure that his message reaches everybody. Now, if our television project is successful, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put Dr. Wallach on television, and I mean a lot. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
Living termite disease.
Yes, do that really quick, or we're going to have to move right on to somebody else.
Okay.
You all know better than that.
Dr. Wallach?
Yes, sir.
I got your take that doctors don't lie back a couple of years ago. And I put it in the closet. One was last spring. I found the tapes. I forgot about them. And I heard it, and I went, wow, I got to do something about that. And I've listened to your tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, 25 times. I've taken notes on it.
You sound like me.
My friends all say that I'm beginning to talk like you.
Well, that's good.
And
appreciate it.
I started taking colloidal minerals 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the doctor and that. She said I was anemic, I had blood in my urine, my asthma was bad, and this and that. Well, I came back about 3 months later, after I went to the doctor, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking colloidal minerals, and I'm taking certain herbs and pycnogenol and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, colloidal minerals are the best things you could take. The most absorbable.
Well, she sounds like a very intelligent doctor.
Yeah.
Was she an MD?
Told me that right off. Well, those doctors don't have those recall notices,
mm-hmm.
and in any other business, it's called fraud.
Was she an MD?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's she's very unusual.
Yeah, well, she knows about it, yeah. But let me tell you, I've been taking colloidal minerals for 7 months, and I haven't been sick or tired in one day. I'm 50 years old. I work with kids that are in their 20s, and I run circles around them, and they say I look like I'm 38, 39.
Well, yeah, if you're taking plant-derived colloidal minerals, I'm 60 years old, and I work on my road. You know, we have a big crew out there. We probably have a dozen people with pickaxes and shovels and hoes and rakes. We have this road leading up to the mountain, and we always have to work on the road. And about every 15 minutes, these 18 to 25-year-olds have to sit down in the shade and take a break, and old Doc just keeps on going for 8, 10 hours.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Hey, Dr. Wallach, God bless you. You're doing a great day.
Well, thank you so much.
And appreciate I love it. You. And
well, we love you, too. Appreciate your
mind,
testimony.
And I've touched other people with it. It's fantastic. And when I went back to the doctor, she couldn't find blood in my urine. My asthma had just not anywhere as bad.
Well, make sure that you throw in for the asthma. Make sure that you use the entire pig pack, including that essential fatty acids. And you might be surprised. As well as you're doing, you might get that next stage and get 100% better with that asthma.
Yeah, and she was amazed. I had been losing weight, and I was putting weight on. Now, why did my doctor tell me that?
Well, if she's an honest person, and there are some, not many, but there are some honest doctors out there, and she saw you getting better, it's hard to deny the results of an examination.
Yeah.
But doctors will do it.
Yeah. But I think this is fantastic.
Thank you.
It is just, hey,
keep spreading the word.
God bless you. I wish you the best. I wish you were president of the United States.
Well, I don't know that I want to run for that. I can't lie.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, we've got to move on. Let some other people get in here. We're coming up to the end of the second hour. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you'd like to get started, you know, and get the packet on the way to you so that you can get started taking Dr. Wallach's advice just as soon as possible, call these numbers right now. 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live outside the continental limits of the United States, call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, just call 3555. That's 3555. Good evening. You're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
This is Jim Hibbs.
Hi, Jim.
My girlfriend has a disease known as neurofibromatosis.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's got me wondering if it's not a mineral also problem? When her family lived in Kentucky, they didn't get this disease until they were in their 40s to 50s. When she's moved to Missouri, she moved here as a little girl. She's the first one to get it in her early 30s.
Okay, and her mother and father both had it?
Her mother did.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you know of any supplement, what supplements would help?
Well, certainly all will help. Again, I never like to recommend a specific one single magic bullet type of nutrient. I'd have her take the pig pack, all 90 essential nutrients, and again, stay away from fried foods and margarines and salad dressings with oils in them, no caffeine. And I'll tell you why I say this in just a second. No sugar, natural and processed. And we have a great skin cream called the Envision Skin Cream. It has MSM in it. It has 75 of the plant-derived colloidal minerals in the skin cream, and she can apply that topically. I'm assuming she has this on her face and neck and shoulders.
She's got both kinds, the surface and on the...
The bones?
Cells.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what cells?
The nerves.
Oh, the nerve cells, okay. Yeah, and so I would have her use the Envision Skin Cream topically on the lesions, the bumps and lumps, and then have her take the pig pack. If she weighs less than 120 pounds, one dose a day, more than 120 pounds, two doses a day. And certainly these things can be arrested. Sometimes they get significantly better. I've never seen them totally go away, but I've seen them get significantly better. You don't see the bone problems so much anymore today like we did with the one of the original individuals that was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis, the elephant man,
yeah.
Famous elephant man. He actually had two diseases. He had Paget's disease of the bones and neurofibromatosis, and the old doctors used to kind of lump the two diseases together, but they're two quite separate diseases. Paget's disease is a heavy fibrosis of the bones with a certain type of osteoporosis, and I don't believe that there's been at least anybody to the extent and to the degree that the elephant man had that disease, and I just, that's why I asked the question if your girlfriend had the bone thing, because almost nobody does. Good. Yeah, we'll jump on it now. And again, I use that Envision skin cream topical. I'd have her do it twice a day. One when she wakes up in the morning, when she's still puttering around the house before she leaves the house, and then in the evening before she goes to bed.
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We've just got a few minutes left, folks, in this broadcast. So all of you calling now, as soon as we answer the phone, tell Dr. Wallach your problem. I'm going to hang up, and you listen to it off the air, okay? As soon as you call, tell Dr. Wallach your problem, your question. I'm going to hang up. You can listen to it off the air so we can get as many people in the few minutes that we have left as possible. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hello, sir.
I have a question regarding my wife. It's on her behalf.
Okay.
As of this past May, she's had recent onset of migraines.
Okay.
She had an MRI that was negative. She had some blood work, and that was all negative.
Good. Okay, well, that's the answer to migraines. Migraine headaches are always food allergies, and what you want to do is get a spiral notebook, have her carry it around with her, write down the details of every snack and every meal that she eats during the day, write the time and the details, take labels and scotch tape them into that little notebook, and then after she has 8 or 10 of these migraine headaches, go ahead with a yellow highlighter, mark them, look at the snack or meal just prior to that, and you'll see a common thread. It'll be sugar or caffeine or green beans or corn, whatever it might be. Eliminate that food, and you'll eliminate her migraine headaches, and you'll have your wife back.
Good evening. You're on the air. State your question real quick.
Yeah, good evening. I just wanted to ask you about warts. How do warts come about, and are all wart types the same? Is there any, you know, how do you cure?
Okay, that's a great question. Warts are actually a viral infection of the skin, and all warts are the same, whether they're plantar warts, warts in your fingers, genital warts, they're all caused by a virus. And if you go around motels and hotels, if you run around the rugs with bare feet, that you're going to get plantar warts because they're a virus that somebody else left on the rug for you. And there's two ways you can deal with these warts. Number one, you can go to a health food store and get what's called Thuja oil, T-H-U-J-A. It comes from the red cedar tree, and you just put drops of that on the wart, say 2 or 3 times a day, and after a couple of weeks, they'll drop off. Another way to do that, you can just go to the grocery store and get some Dr. Scholl's wart pads, which are impregnated with salicylates, which is just aspirin impregnated, and it will literally burn those warts off.
Good evening. You're on the air. State your question really quick.
Hi, Doc. I have a relative who, after her second baby, suffers from depression, anxiety, concentration problems,
okay.
And shaky hands.
Okay. Basically, what she wants to do is have her get off of all sugar, natural and processed, because depression is associated with sugar. We talked about that earlier in the first hour of tonight's show. No sugar, natural or processed. She needs to supplement with lithium, chromium, and vanadium, which she'll find in Dr. Wallach's duct diabetes formula. And before we go to the next caller, all of these diseases that we've talked about for the last 2 hours plus more are in the book Let's Play Doctor. There's actually 412 diseases in there, and there's 412 nutritional formulas for these things that were designed from veterinary nutritional formulas. And you want to have this handbook. It's about the size of a Boy Scout handbook. That's 320, 330 pages, and it covers 412 diseases, teaches you enough acupuncture and acupressure and herbs diagnostics and how to examine your own thyroid gland and so forth. All this is in this little book, and you can get a hold of this for your Y2K storeroom through Tim and Bill, and I'll let him give you the number.
Let's take this caller, and then I'll give the numbers. Good evening. You're on the air. State your question really quick.
Hi there. I'm just wondering about lithium.
Yes.
Is lithium considered an essential nutrient? And if it is it found in your product?
Yes, lithium is an essential nutrient. It's a trace mineral. It is not a drug, and it is found in the plant-derived colloidal minerals, and it just works like a charm.
The book is called Let's Play Doctor, and you can get it along with your information pack on Dr. Wallach and his recommendations for your own personal health by calling 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. If you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. Good evening. You're on the air. State your question really quick, please.
Just the enamel is not there. And what would be the cause of that? Is all I have to ask.
Okay. Well, a lot of times these youngsters can't absorb calcium, even if they're consuming calcium in the form of dairy products and cheese and maybe even supplementing with calcium. You want to keep them away from all phosphates and soft drinks, certainly no soft drinks. Keep them away from carbonated drinks of all kinds, certainly no sugared cereals, nothing with sugar in it. And then there's a new toothpaste out called Enamelon, and it actually will rebuild enamel. And for temporary teeth in these kids, we're using it on our grandkids to keep the enamel on their temporary teeth hard so they don't have to go to a dentist. It's called Enamelon. You can find it in just about any grocery store.
Well, that's about it, folks. Dr. Wallach, do you feel like taking some calls off the air after we go off, or would you like to call it a night? And I know you've really been through the mill today.
I think probably we better call it a night.
Okay, that's what
any questions that people want to ask you, Bill, they could get in that book, or certainly by contacting you or Tim. And I'd love to come back another time. Your audience is just great. But I do have to give a two-hour seminar tomorrow plus a couple hours more of radio, so I better save my voice.
Well, believe me, I understand. I've been through all of that before myself. That's it, folks. I want to thank you all for sticking to the rules, and thank you all, all of those of you who called and asked your questions. And we'll rerun this broadcast sometime next week. Good night, and thank you for Dr. Wallach for being our special guest tonight.
Thank you, Bill. It was wonderful.
And God bless each and every single one of you.
It's on the air tonight, and it's on a coast-to-coast hookup. Love is everywhere tonight. You better look to go to get no tongue. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So get your networks, the major networks will be the home for you. You should have a stream for her. This song is not of your alley.
You might sound like green to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Fatty.
It's so true that the most happy enough to care for better than you. Why should you care if only love is on the air tonight? It's on the air
tonight. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be.
Don't do that, please stop it now. You know I can't take it, please stop it now. My head is spinning a spell for me now. My head is spinning.